Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Welcome to the show. So happy to have you all back. So today's episode is with my friend Kenny, and it's a brand new series that I'm hoping to launch over the next few months where we talk about different authors, and we talk to different super fans of authors, and they tell us all about their backlist titles, where we can start. And so I have a few episodes planned. So this episode was recorded back in August, because I was hoping to share it with the Patreon community. As you may have noticed, the Patreon community ended. I decided to focus on different projects, and so I'm really grateful for the time that I spent with Patreons and just sharing the listicles and all those different things. So in terms of listicles, they're going to be available on my newsletter. So if you go to whattoreadnextblog.com, you'll receive a weekly listicle of different recommendations, whether it's tropes, genres, anticipated new releases, Kindle Limited, audiobooks, and whatnot. So again, you should just go to whattoreadnextblog.com. So let's get to today's show. So,
hi, Kenny.
Hi, Laura.
So happy to have you here. So what have you been up to?
Thanks for having me back. I've just been up to, you know, reading, trying to live my best quarantine life. You know, I've been trying to exercise a little bit more just to, so my body feels better. So I feel better in my body, and that's been helping. It definitely helps to like get out of the house and get some fresh air. So that's been good. And of course I'm still working, so I'm grateful for that. And then, you know, just taking care of my cat. It requires a lot.
How's Kitty Scarlett doing?
She's good. Today she's just chilling, you know.
She's doing her 20 naps, you know, while yes. She waits for food.
So. Yes, exactly. She's very busy napping, so yeah.
Yeah. I love this. Yeah. So today we're doing author spotlight for Kristen Ashley. Kristen is a prolific writer with multiple series, and she's the perfect candidate for a backlist dive. So first things first, what do you love reading about Kristen Ashley's books?
So it's hard to kind of describe really like Kristen Ashley because, and her writing style, because she has like this very stream of consciousness writing, mm-hmm. and she gives a lot of details that aren't necessary, and most of her books are self-published. And, you know, a lot of people joke about how she talks about like pillows and clothes and furniture too much, and she does, but when you strip all that away, she has like this magic, and I just call it like the Kristen Ashley magic, where she weaves these stories in characters, and I am like almost from page one just drawn into the story. She writes fantastic found family, and she writes a lot of older heroines, which I absolutely love, and she was one of the first authors that I found doing that. You know, she writes these damsel in distress, typically, and the hero comes in to save them, and they're all kind of like alpha-y, and it is at times very formulaic, but also, like I said, it's like this magic, and these characters that she writes, they feel like they're your friends almost immediately. And I think that's part of what kind of gets me wrapped up in them so quickly. They feel like people I know doing these ridiculous things, making ridiculous choices, you know, but it's still, I love it. I just, you know, I know that for the most part, when I pick up a Kristen Ashley book, I'm going to be swept up into this world where people are, you know, and she writes some like morally gray characters, which I enjoy too. But at the core of it, they are good people and they care about their friends and their family and they would do anything for them. And I think that's part of the Kristen Ashley magic. And, you know, you just get swept up into it. She's not for everybody, you know, and there have been some books that I didn't like. And I totally understand when people say that they don't care for her writing. And I remember early on, and I don't really love this term anymore, but a lot of times people would define her as like crackalicious, you know, like, but I think that's like a weird term, but I think that her books are very bingeable. Mm-hmm. I've read probably over 30 of them, mm-hmm. closer to 40. And like you said, she's a prolific writer. So I've read pretty much all of her contemporaries. Or at least like one book in every contemporary series that she has. She has like a fantasy series that's like kind of Halloween-y ghosts. I read those ones, but then I didn't read like her her true paranormals. I haven't read those, but I heard they have all of the same markings of the regular contemporaries, just I have never gotten to them.
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that she has so many theories, mm-hmm. and it can be overwhelming for someone just starting out and be like, okay, because they're interconnected. Like there's right. characters that show up or stories that come up that you may come see it. Like they're Easter eggs for her true readers, mm-hmm. and then for new, it can be intimidating. So
it can be.
Yeah. So let's see where can we start? Like if you, what series we should pick up? Like what should we need to Kristen Ashley?
So if you're a brand new Kristen Ashley reader, I would recommend you start with the Rock Chick series.
Okay.
So that's kind of like her foundation, I believe, and everything kind of like, if you will, spider webs out from there. Mm-hmm. But even if you just read like Rock Chick, which is the original, and then maybe like the first couple in Rock Chick, you kind of get to know all the people. And then, so Lee and Indy are the two main characters in Rock Chick. And they, particularly Lee, because he has a security company, mm-hmm. he shows up in several other books, mm-hmm. because of like these little Easter eggs and connected. And a lot of other characters will refer to Lee's security company. And then in later books, you might see Lee as like a tertiary character trying to help like the main characters in that book. So anyway, that's what I'd recommend. You start with Rock Chick, definitely. Mm-hmm. Try a couple in those series and then go out from there.
Okay. And so let's talk about your favorite series. What are they?
Okay, so I have three favorite series. Shocker that I have a lot. So the first one is the Dream Man series, and my absolute favorite one in that is Motorcycle Man. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like the Dream Man series. It starts with Mystery Man, which is like a bizarre setup. The man comes at night to see the heroine, and they sleep together, but she doesn't know who he is, and then she has like, she becomes the damsel in distress and he steps in. So the whole setup is bizarre, yet I've read the book like three times. So whatever, don't judge me. But my absolute favorite one in that one is Motorcycle Man, and that's Tack and Tyra. Mm-hmm. And he is part of an MC club, a motorcycle club, which I understand is problematic for some readers. But, you know, when I first read it, I was able to just kind of like let it go. But the way that they love each other is just, it feels like overpowering at times. And, you know, she writes these like grunty alpha heroes that in real life would make me want to like push somebody in a, you know, like in a pond and be like, you're the worst, get away from me. But just the way she writes them, I absolutely love it. And Tyra is like 40, and Tack is a little bit older, and he has teenage children, and it just worked for me. So I really liked that one. Then the second series that I really enjoyed was the Chaos series, which is a spinoff of Motorcycle Man. Mm-hmm. So the Chaos Motorcycle Club. And then my favorite one in that one is Fire Inside, which is Hap and Lainey. And Lainey is Tyra's best friend from Motorcycle Man. Mm-hmm. So that one was just, I really liked their story. Then my third favorite series of hers is the Colorado Mountain series. Mm-hmm. And my favorite book within that one is Lady Luck. So Lexi and Ty, they meet when Ty is released from prison. So it's like mm-hmm. a relationship of convenience, if you will. And he is trying to avenge himself from being wrongly imprisoned. And it's just this mildly bizarre story, but you know, Lexi has lived a really hard life, and so for her to have this kind of newfound family and fresh start in life, and the way that from the beginning she is all in on the relationship is just, it's just so amazing to watch. You know, I don't know, I frequently kind of put myself in the stories. And so I see things that like I would want to do or how I would want to feel. And I think that's probably why I also enjoy a lot of these Kristen Ashley stories, is I see a lot of myself in the way that some of these heroines behave. But I think also all three of those series, and like I said, all of her series are so strong with found family mm-hmm. and friendships, strong female friendships, that for me, it can be easy to overlook some of the things that I don't like, or acknowledge that Ashley does some things that I don't like in her books, but the things that I do like outweigh those so much that it makes me easy. That it makes it easy for me to really enjoy the story.
I love this. And so how's Kristen Ashley when it comes to steam?
I'd say she's medium to high heat. Okay. Rock Chick, I think is probably like medium heat. Motorcycle Man is high heat. You know, we're talking like a lot of body parts named, a lot of sex. But it does drive the story. So, so I'd say medium to high heat.
Thank you, Kimi, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Laura.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit watchreadnextblog.com. The Watch Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.